Hi, thanks for having me.
Hi, so let's look first. How did booze and New Year's Eve get suddenly become like so intertwined in the first place?
Well, I think that dates back to Roman times. And, you know, I don't know how, if there's a very, very long history, and certainly in this country, we've rang in the new year for centuries with lots of booze.
Well, then let's talk about people who are just not supposed to drink. Do they need to stay away from celebrations where there's going to be alcohol?
You know, there are lots of things that people can do that don't involve alcohol. One thing I think it's really crucial for people to remember is that not everybody who has an alcohol problem, and it's not that I'm encouraging folks to go out and drink, but the idea that all people who drink too much need to be abstinent for the rest of their lives is really not what the science shows. People can learn to moderate. New Year's Eve is probably not the night to do that, but maybe if you can surround yourself with friends who are not going to be tying one on and playing some games, that might be a better idea.
Now, what about somebody that doesn't have a drinking problem necessarily, but doesn't always know when to stop when they're having a good time? What's your advice for them?
Drink a lot of water. It's amazing how much water can do to help lower your, you know, keep your blood alcohol level down and remind you that, you know, it fills you up and sort of remind you if you alternate every glass of alcohol with a glass of wine or two glasses, I mean, every glass of wine or champagne or every drink with a glass of water, it really does help remind you to slow down.
You've written extensively in your book about alcohol and how women in particular handle it. What is the best strategy overall to handle booze at this time of year?
You know, I think there are a couple of things you can do. One is if people really are insisting that you drink along with them. This sounds really silly, but I know a lot of people who say, oh, my drink is getting warm. And you refreshen it with water. That sounds, you know, maybe not like you're being so incredibly honest. But first, another thing that's really important to remember is that people are not really paying attention to how much you're drinking. They really only care about what they're drinking. So that's another thing. But I know a lot of people who just really keep a close tab on what it is they're drinking by having water in one hand and alcohol in the other.
All right, perfect. Gabrielle, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thanks for having me.
That was Gabrielle Glazer, the author of the book, Her Best Kept Secret, Why Women Drink and How They Can Regain Control.